Update of the avalanche forecast for Wednesday, the 18th of February 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects north to south. Distinct weak layers in the old snowpack can be released easily by individual winter sport participants, especially in little-used terrain. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. Steep, little-used shady slopes are to be avoided as far as possible. Mostly avalanches are medium-sized. Caution is to be exercised in particular on steep west, north and east-facing slopes above the treeline. The avalanche-prone locations are difficult to recognize. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack and fresh avalanches serve as an alarm indicating the danger. The rather small wind slabs of the last few days are in some cases still prone to triggering at elevated altitudes, in particular in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain above the treeline. They are easy for the trained eye to recognize. The current avalanche situation calls for meticulous route selection. And now the snowpack. The snowpack will be prone to triggering. Wind slabs are lying on surface hoar in some places. Faceted weak layers exist in the bottom section of the old snowpack. This applies in particular on west, north and east facing slopes above the treeline. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Thursday, the 19th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.